Okay, Mark, so when you think of Paris, what comes to mind?
This will be a great shock to you. Baguettes.
Ah, well, I mean, and the perfect answer. Paris is, you know, it's iconic, and that also goes for the music, which many people might have answered for that question. But if I hear, like, romantic strains from an accordion or a violin with some French lyrics, I'm instantly transported to a cafe, sitting in Paris, sipping an espresso. It sounds great right now because it's super hot outside. And that is exactly what Julia Cantor and her group Paris Chanson do when they perform. Cantor is originally from Ukraine, and she studied and lived in Paris, where she says she fell in love with the language and the music. She launched the ensemble 5 years ago alongside her husband and a diverse group of musicians in L.A.
So my husband's also from Russia, and we have a Moroccan-Israeli singer and other musicians on bass and drums, piano and violin. And originally we had just wanted to actually just kind of do an evening of French music, and it had such an impact. There were so many people from all over the world who came to that evening that we thought, oh, this is something interesting. Let's do this again. We did it again a few more times, and literally people were being turned away, and we thought, we struck some kind of a cultural chord. And that was really the beginning of launching a full band and going out and starting to perform in various jazz clubs and eventually going on tour.
Let's also talk about the history here. There's a connection between French music and Eastern Europe, where you're originally from.
Yes, a really surprising, interesting connection. During the former Soviet Union, American and British music was banned. And so while the Beatles were forbidden, French music was welcomed. And so the French artists like Joe Dassin were invited to perform there. And really, the French music became like the music of people's lives, really the soundtrack to their lives. So many Eastern Europeans, when they come to our shows, they don't speak French, but they know these songs. These were the songs that their parents sang to them. These were the songs from their first date. You know, it's very emotional for them.
So this is definitely like a nostalgic thing in that part of the world.
Absolutely. But one of our goals is to bring these songs back to people in a new and fresh way. So we always do original renditions of the music that's familiar to them, and yet they're going to hear it hopefully in a way they've never heard it before through our ensemble.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds, when you listen to it, like there is a nostalgic aspect to this, but it definitely sounds like there's like a world music aspect. There's definitely some jazz notes in there. Tell us about the composition.
Yes. So we have violin, piano, upright bass, drums, and guitar. And one of our singers is a Moroccan Israeli, so he naturally brings that world music flavor. And the violin, of course, brings a lot of gypsy elements. And of course, we have the Russian elements as well, because we do French music with a Russian twist. So violin is really the instrument that kind of brings both the French and the Russian together with the gypsy sound.
Yeah, that's definitely where that comes out. It's so cool. You mentioned falling in love with the French language as well as French music. How does it feel to you to sing in French? I spoke French. I always say I used to speak French when I lived there, and I've lost it since. But it's such a sing-songy language to speak.
Yes, it's so romantic. It's such a, it's just a beautiful language, and it's an emotional language. And I always felt a deep connection to it. I'm fluent in French, but I always felt like I was French from a former life. And when I sing in French, I feel really deeply connected to my soul and to the audience. It's just a deep sense of connection.
Et si tu n'existais pas, dis-moi pourquoi j'existerais. Dans un monde sans toi, sans espoir et sans regret. Et si tu n'existais pas, je serais dans le rang de l'amour, comme un peintre qui voit sous ses doigts naître les couleurs du jour.
I think that most people associate French music and French culture with elegance, with romance, with poetry. It's just I think it evokes, it's evocative in that way.
Yeah.
And then there's all these cultures from all over the world who have these personal connections to the music, like Eastern Europeans and people from the Middle East and many other places.
What's the connection in the Middle East?
Our Moroccan-Israeli singer, he told me, Max Cohen, he told me that he was very surprised when they immigrated to Israel when he was 16 from Morocco, that many French songs by Aznavour, by Piaf, were translated into Hebrew and became staples of Israeli culture. So a lot of times we have many Israelis who come to our shows and they'll hear the songs and they'll say, oh, no, that's a Hebrew song. And we'll say, no, that's a very, very famous French song that just became such an important part of Israeli culture.
So going around the country and performing this music now, why do you think it is so universal? Why do you think it strikes a chord?
I think that it's just in general, it's music that is passionate, that's romantic, that's elegant, that's poetic. But wherever we go, these cultural groups who have this passionate connection to this music, they come to our shows. So as soon as we get booked in a new city, in Seattle, in Portland, Phoenix, wherever we're going, I connect with the cultural groups, the cultural organizations, the Russians, Armenians, Romanians, Israelis, Lebanese, Moroccans. I reach out to those cultural groups in each city, and I let them know this show is coming to your city, and we'll be performing the music of Aznavour, Dessin, Piaf, Adamo, Macias. When they hear those names, it's immediately, oh my gosh, this is the music of my soul. You know, this is the soundtrack to my life. So that's how we initially make that connection with them.
Yeah. And what kinds of reactions do you get from those groups when they get to see it performed live like this?
Oh, it's incredibly emotional. People are singing along, they're swaying, they're dancing. Sometimes they're even crying. There's such a profound sense of joy and connection.
Ту, что любила цветы. Да она продал свой дом, продал картины кров, и на все деньги купил целое море цветов.
Julia Cantor, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Из окна, видишь ты. Кто влюблен, кто влюблен, не всерьез. Свою жизнь для тебя превратится ты.
Paris Chansons will be performing at the Musical Instrument Museum this Saturday and Sunday.
Может, сошла ты с ума, как продолжение сна. Площадь цветами полна.
Hello, Lauren, I don't want to give anything away here, but I saw you taking a sip out of your carafe there. There's not red wine in there, is there?
I only wish. Just coffee.
Okay. Not because, just because, you know, we just finished a series on Parisian,
very,
a segment on
French.
Parisian music.
Yeah. Yes.
I have a little bit of cheese.
If we were in France, I feel like it would be okay to be drinking red wine right now.
Oh, totally. Yeah. On the radio all the time.
All the time.